Can you go now?
Have what? Things to see,
emails to go through, Reddit to go. God. Facebook is not gonna check itself. Come on, don't do this. Not again.
I'm gonna cry now, okay?
Welcome to This Week on Channel 9, where we talk about breaking news, puppies!
Woohoo! It's puppies! They're Everybody cute. Loves puppies.
You need to be excited about this. Why aren't you excited about this? It's puppies. They're so cute.
Anyway, I'm crying.
Real
They're
news.
So cute.
Okay, anyway, real news. Let's talk about parties, actual real parties. So we have an announcement by Yosef that we will have some parties going on for Windows 10.
Yeah, it's like upgrade party.
Yeah, we can go Woo-hoo! And update your machine. Yeah, let's deal with water and root beer.
Yeah.
Can we have some smoke machines and stuff going on in GoldenOS? Let's go. No?
So, we're going to celebrate Windows 10 upgrade. Tell me more about that, Nikola.
So, we're going to have some parties where people can bring in their laptops and machines and their 20-year-old desktops, hopefully not, to be upgraded to Windows 10. We're going to have some celebrations going on. There's many different cities where you can actually have some global celebrations.
Yeah. In different stores, so you can come and have like, I don't know, have some fun around that. And that's actually our way to give some respect to our fans, to our insiders, who actually made Windows 10 better.
Yeah, had to go through all those different bugs and, you know, different issues and trying to get things to work. So, you know.
Yeah, figure out how to submit them. Thank you very much.
But, you know, if you're in any of the cities, let's see, Sydney, Tokyo, Singapore, Beijing, New Delhi, Dubai, Nairobi, Berlin, Johannesburg, Madrid, London, Sao Paulo, and New York City, it's a free party. I mean, he can say no. But why isn't the one in Redmond? What? We should have one here.
Oh, we have a party every day, so fine. That's why.
And, but I want a real party. Okay. Mm. Let's keep going. Okay, so another show, another build of Windows 10. Now we have build 10240. Or 10,240, or 10,240, yes. Or whatever you want to call it.
And finally, it doesn't have that watermark in the corner, and it means something, you know?
People can ask you, like, is that illegal? No, no, it's just a preview.
Oh, no. It's not a preview. It's a...
You know, it's preview. It's insiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we have a new build. You can go check it out. This is actually a lot closer to what we're going to have in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we said is... From now on, all updates will go to Windows Update. So if you want to get a new update, we're just going to start pushing new updates. So I think this is probably the closest you're going to get to when we release. We're going to start updating all the apps, I think Gabe said in this blog post. I think we're getting really close.
And yeah, really close.
I'm not running it on here, but I'm running it on a different machine, and it seems pretty stable. There's still some things not working properly, you know, but overall, it's a very good experience, I think. And I think we're going to keep continuing fixing those things. It's really cool.
Yeah, this is
and
what
Gabe, I don't know how Gabe's doing this, but he keeps putting these blog posts and keep writing all these new updates that we have.
Yeah, and Gabe is real. I've seen him recently, last week, I believe. It was a meeting by the way, it was a meeting about, like, next flight. I was like, oh, really? It happens here. And, like, is there a red button in that office?
I think he showed a red button.
The red button is real, absolutely.
Does it do anything? Is it like one of those staples buttons?
We don't know.
Okay. Worldwide Partner Conference was this week.
It was the biggest thing this week.
I've never been to this Worldwide Partner Conference.
Same for me.
What I hear, it's where all our big partners come and we announce a lot of cool stuff. And Phil has actually a blog post on all this new cool stuff we announced. One of those things is announcements. We had cool demos actually at the keynote.
Yeah.
We did something with Power BI.
And one of them was our demo.
Oh, yeah,
by the way.
We don't have to tell you which one, you have to guess.
Yeah. Try.
But there was a lot of announcements, a lot of cool stuff around productivity and big data, and there was like Power BI announcements and Power BI integration with Cortana. We also announced the Cortana Analytics suite.
Yeah.
Can you tell me I don't know anything about this.
Oh, Cortana Analytics is a really good thing. We demonstrated the Cortana integration with Power BI. It was just a piece of what we're going to make later. So we're going to integrate dashboards, we're going to integrate analytics, machine learning under one umbrella and integrate it with Cortana. So you're going to, first, you're going to have a good integration point for all these kind of services, different services. And you're also going to be, it's also going to be integrated with Cortana, so there will be a convenient way to interact with these systems.
Tell you, Cortana's going to replace our whole life. Everything's going to be there with Cortana, and we won't have to do anything.
Yeah, sure. Ask Cortana.
Cortana, do everything for me. Cortana, write me an application that can do everything for me. Yeah. Like Star Trek.
Yeah, make me feel good.
Another news that I really like, actually, from this week is the Glimpse team joins Microsoft. And Glimpse is something, it's an application or a NuGet package you can actually add to your ASP.NET websites. It's been around for 4 or 5 years now, where it shows you a bunch of different analytics about your application within your application. So you can analyze how the calls are going, how everything's going. And it's actually been it's integrated with the Visual Studio team, so the team that's working on Glimpse. It's an open source project, so you can go on GitHub right now and go take a look at it. And it's going to remain an open source project. We're just going to have all those folks working on this full time, and the whole Visual Studio team is going to put its backing behind it. It's going to get much better in this.
Visual Studio team is growing like crazy.
Yeah, and we're getting all these new cool open source technologies, and we're going to have some cool stuff.
IoT. So, next thing is a guided tour for Windows 10 IoT Core. You know, IoT is a pretty big thing, and we announced a bunch of different technologies.
What is IoT, Vlad?
Internet of Things.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, sorry. I thought you know about it. Don't you?
First time I'm hearing about this. IoT? What is a car? I don't know.
And we announced many things. So we have a lot of tools and technologies and articles to read and blah, blah, blah. So this article, this post, is actually about the guided tour through all these pieces. So what you need to download, how to set these things up, how to configure them, what tools you should use, how you can use them. So this is all about how to get started with the IoT and then go deeper.
We released the first Windows 10 IoT Core update or OS around build time. And I remember doing that one. Mm-hmm. And you have to do a lot of manual work. You have to use command line to put the image onto the SD card, to do all this work. The latest update we did in June, you know, everything was automated. You know, here's this app, should put in this, where's the SD card, you just do it. And it's amazing. And I think Michael goes through a lot of cool stuff here, how to even write an applications for it. It's pretty cool. It keeps improving a lot.
Yeah. Windows SDK for Facebook. This is really big.
What is Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook? I'll show you in 10 minutes. So this is really important because a lot of applications integrate with Facebook because they wanna do different things, starting from authentication using Facebook. Like, you don't need to create your own account system for that application, or like posting things and supporting these cool things for, like, especially for game developers, like retention, user acquisition, and all these like fancy stuff people doing through through Facebook. And like, do you remember these messages, like notifications? John Smith invited you to this awesome game, or John Smith made this awesome things in that beautiful game. They're all coming through Facebook SDKs on different platforms. So it's really important for applications.
So all you're telling me, instead of me having to go to Facebook's developer website, reading all the documentation, learning about how the APIs work, and writing all this code, I can just download this and use it in my application and get all that just through all the code that I'm used to. And plus,
exactly,
it's native code, right? So you can use this in 8.1, you can use it in C#, you can use it in C++, you can use it in JavaScript.
Yeah, and then obviously universal Windows platform. Yeah. This is the biggest news for Facebook SDK and Windows today. Go and use it.
Yeah.
So next.
Xamarin.
Everybody knows Xamarin. It's an awesome.
We're big fans of Xamarin. Everyone knows we're big fans of Xamarin.
The biggest
and
ever.
And Jeff actually spent 53 minutes of his life, probably more than that. You know,
more than
a video,
yeah.
He spent more than that. But he created a 53-minute video of how to get started from knowing nothing about Xamarin to creating an application in Xamarin Forms.
Yeah, not free. Nothing about Xamarin. Knowing nothing about Xamarin Forms.
Well, okay.
Yeah, Xamarin Forms. It's a multi-platform UI framework, because, like, unfortunately, XAML framework, like we know it on Windows, it's not on all platforms yet. So
what do you mean yet?
So Xamarin invented these awesome things like Xamarin Forms, and you can use it across different platforms. And this is how you're gonna learn it in 53 minutes.
Starting in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Unity. So there's a new update of Unity.
Yes.
What is important about this Unity update?
The biggest thing about this Unity 5.2 Beta 1 is they support Universal Windows Platform finally.
So it wasn't supported until now, huh?
It wasn't supported until now, and now we have this support for Windows Store applications. And once you build your awesome Unity application, you're going to ship on all platforms. Now you can select Windows 10 Universal Windows Platform and make a build for the UWP for running on across different devices.
So can I write a Unity app that runs on the Raspberry Pi 2?
Yes. It's going to be slow, probably.
Is that a good idea?
why not? Why not?
Write Unity apps for a Raspberry Pi 2. You can't say that was possible before. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really amazing.
And you should not do that, obviously.
Yeah, and it's all magic of Universal Windows Platform.
Okay, my pick of the week. Let's get this over with. Pick of the week. Yes, I do. It's amazing. So Matt Veloso, a very good friend of ours. Well, depending on the day. Some days not a good friend, some days good friend.
Yeah, Nicole is messing up with his whiteboard.
Anyway, so he has this new tool that he created from visualizing architecture of your Azure websites. So for those that don't know, Matt is the creator of Twins or Not, and he's famous for creating this in 4 hours in a lobby of a hotel room while he was bored.
And having a bunch of problems.
And I'll ignore what you said. And he created this tool, which is awesome. He uses 3D, he uses Babylon.js, to create this 3D visualization of your architecture for what your application looks. So you can go through, okay, this is where my interface is, my web interface is, this is where my database lies, this is how I'm using Babylon.js, which is cool. If you go and navigate to default whatever this thing is called,
schema, default page.
Default page. It actually shows you the architecture of the app itself. So meta, you can see how this app was made, and here's the architecture of this app, of how to use this app. It's inception sort of way to make application. It's cool.
Yeah,
and it's all open source, it's all on GitHub, and he's gonna continue to improve it. I think we have a hackathon coming up here on campus in a few weeks. He has like 25 people who are gonna help him with making this better.
So it's basically a consumerization of information systems reporting. Right? So
that's
used to be like
words.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
It used to be like either tables, a bunch of tables, or it's in some things, in some I would say reporting system, it's like a visual file and you go through all these icons. Now you can see it in 3D, you can navigate, you can pretend like you're in Tron. Like, yeah, this is awesome. My pick of the week. Oh, it's nothing about 3D, just kidding. Actually, it's about everything. I think this interview Mary Jo Foley took from Satya Nadella is the best interview of this year. Because in this interview, Satya actually explains a lot of things and a lot of decisions happening here at Microsoft. He explains a lot about HoloLens and our priorities with this product. He explains a lot about a Windows Phone and what's going to happen with Windows Phone. He even explains one of the reasons why we made Windows 10 upgrade free. So that's big. He talks a lot about our strategy and different pieces of this. And it's really deep. The interview is really deep. And it really answers a lot of questions people making this time. And it even answered a bunch of questions I used to have. So make sure you read it and you will understand a lot more about Microsoft these days.
I don't know about this. I should actually watch this.
Read it.
A bad Microsoft employee.
Yeah, you probably. You cannot watch it because it's just an interview.
So it's actually up to read through this.
Yeah, it's from old days when people used to like type. Other people read.
Fine, I'll read it again. Okay, I think we're done. Okay, so thank you for joining us for this weird show this week. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you. Have a good week and have fun. Mm-hmm.